as he, with 25 people, slammed into a tractor trailer at a remote California desert on Wednesday morning. That crash killed the driver and 12 passengers 10 miles north of the Mexican border. The Mexican government said 10 of the dead were Mexican citizens, the nationalities of three others who died not determined. On Wall Street, the Dow had 135 points. The Nasdaq is down 188. This is SRN News.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rec animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big improvement in our weather today after a dismal day yesterday. Look for lots of sunshine. High temperature up to about 63 this afternoon. Mostly clear, kind of chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 40. Tomorrow, best day of the week weather-wise. Plenty of sunshine. High temperature in the lower 70s. Friday, not bad. Sun and cloud mix. High in the upper 60s. Maybe teasing 70 degrees. Chance of a few showers by late Friday night. But sunshine returns over the weekend. Highs in the mid-60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one low monthly payment. Apply online or visit your local branch to see what ASE can do for you. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The election results are in. Democratic candidate Kirk Hatcher won the Alabama Senate District 26 seat. Hatcher beat opponent William Green with 78% of the vote. Green had 21% of the vote. The attorneys for the teenager charged with capital murder and the death of Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams are seeking youthful offender status for him. If granted, the status would limit any prison time to a maximum of 3 years. A hearing for William Chase Johnson is set for next Monday. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed says the city plans to honor the legacy of Claudette Colvin as someone who challenged Montgomery's segregated buses in the 1950s. Reed says the city is working with Colvin's family, and more will be announced in the coming weeks. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, this is Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, and I want to tell you about advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. I made the decision to advertise with Blue Water about 2 years ago and have seen the results daily. The Blue Water team has truly become family to me and always ready to help.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-294-5600. 5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. That's where we are. Any call can get into weekly farm market gift basket drawing. We do that drawing on Friday from 2:30 to 2:45. It'll be a legislative roundtable day that day. Mike Holmes and Clyde Chambers will be in for a legislative roundtable. And I'll be coming back from round three, day two of my chemo that day. So hopefully I'll be feeling great as usual. I have been. I don't expect anything different. Okay, so Mississippi, Texas do these bold press conferences that they're dropping the mask mandate as of today. I have a daughter of a client over in Mississippi who has a wedding business that she did a consortium. I helped her kind of build a business plan for it. But they have a lady who's a photographer, a lady who's a pastry chef, lady who's into flowers, lady who's into wedding design, lady into catering, which is my clients. And so they all kind of come together. So business, as you can imagine, if you haven't been to Oxford, Oxford is a very nice, picturesque city, very southern with a little bit of modern with Ole Miss being there. And so her mom called me or messaged me and said, I got great news. Lauren is, her whole week is booked from people in Memphis who want to drive down to do events at her place for spring weddings and events, graduations and things like that at their place. So she was all excited. So congratulations to Mississippi and to Texas for stepping out. And boy, are they getting criticized by all the blue states? I mean, they're like, and NBC and CNN, MSNBC and CNN, they're going nuts. I mean, they are beside themselves. They can't take it anymore. You'll get the tone of that. Listen to Nancy Cordes, states dropping the mask mandates.
Two major developments in the fight against the coronavirus. First, President Biden is vastly speeding up the timeline for the vaccine rollout by 2 months. He now says there will be enough doses for every adult in America by the end of May, partly due to historic new cooperation between the government and rival pharmaceutical companies.
We're also learning more about major gambles to fully reopen businesses in Texas and Mississippi. Texas will drop its mask mandate on March 10th, and Mississippi is dropping theirs later today. Nancy Cordes is at the White House. Nancy, the Texas decision flies directly in the face of experts' advice. How's the White House responding to this?
Well, they say it's a mistake, and they are reiterating that masks save lives. But Texas is one of at least 11 states that are now easing restrictions despite those federal guidelines.
This country will have enough vaccine supply, I'll say it again, for every adult in America by the end of May.
That came as welcome news 1 year into the pandemic and lockdowns. But the president was clear there's a long way to go.
Today's announcements are a huge step in our effort to beat this pandemic. But I have to be honest with you, this fight is far from over.
That's been a consistent message from the federal government.
At this level of cases with variant spreading, we stand to completely lose the hard-earned ground we have gained.
But regardless of administration guidance, states are free to do as they please. Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced he's opening the second largest state in the country back up.
All businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%. Also, I am ending the statewide mask mandate.
You know, there's a lot of theme parks in Texas, Six Flags Over Texas and things like that. There's a water park outside of Houston that is infamous. It's just a great water park. one of the best I've ever seen in my life. It that will be interesting to see that one pack. It's a little too chilly out there right now, but I like the way that Texas and Mississippi are doing this. And I think they're gonna get rewarded for it. Did you hear how they kind of threw that against science?
Yeah, they're full of crap.
The old 100-day mask thing didn't work out too well for Joe. It really is going to be funny. And I could kind of see it a little bit watching Abbott and the governor of Mississippi. What's going to happen is, and our illustrious state health officer says, keep the mask going here in the great state of Alabama. What's going to happen is you're going to be watching TV, and you're going to see all these people with masks on, and then all the people that are in your environment are not going to be wearing masks. And you're kind of going, what is going on with these people? Why are they doing it? And there's a point that they're going to start looking dumb. So 100 days, you have February the 20th, you have March the 20th, you have April the 20th, and you're at kind of the end of April. So you'll be at Easter, and we're going to be looking at Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and all their cabinet, less their press secretary, wearing masks.
And it's like, hey, didn't y'all get the vaccine already?
And the thing is, it doesn't make sense to people. Right. You know, you're going to sit there and go, well, in my state, they're open and there's no problems with it. But the only reason we're doing what you're wearing masks because he, the guy with the gray hair next to you, told you to. And there's nothing, he didn't have the power to do that. He can't make us wear a mask. Nutty, nutty, nutty. So what do we do with this? Ready? Go.
Some states have been able to gradually lift some restrictions without seeing major spikes.
Yeah.
But last April, when Texas had 514 cases, Abbott made the decision to lift some restrictions. By early June, the number of cases there had more than tripled. At the time, the vaccine wasn't available, and it still isn't for many Texans. As of Tuesday, Texas ranks 48th overall in vaccinations in the U.S., just under 2 million people, or 6.8% of the state's population, have received the two necessary doses of either the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine.
Right now is not the time for us to be lifting restrictions.
Health officials have been urging states to keep their safety measures in place.
If we lift the restrictions now, we're just asking for another wave. And remember, every time we get another wave, people die. While we're getting fatigued, these variants will take any opportunity to succeed if we give it to them. And so we just cannot give them that opportunity.
President Biden issued a new directive to states yesterday, telling them to put teachers and other people who work in schools at the front of the line to get vaccines. About 30 states are already doing something like that, and it's unclear how much power the federal government really has to compel the rest of the states to do the same.
And what Nancy points out there is that there is a states' right issue here. Texas can do what it wants, but we're not in the end zone yet. And to ease restrictions is a bit like spiking the football on the 10-yard line. Yes. We haven't scored.
Right. Yeah. I like what he just said, though. Every time you get another wave, people die. What are you going to say?
I was going to say that there's a connection between what we do, our movements, and the number of cases.
Exactly.
We've seen it over and over again in the course of this pandemic. It feels like we're so close now.
Yeah.
We just want to get to the finish.
Feels like it because we are.
No, you're not. You'll never get there. It will never be enough, folks. It will never be enough. Did you notice that the time that she cited was April of 2020?
Yeah.
You got to remember that COVID was just getting started
right
then.
At the beginning.
They didn't know.
And there have been all sorts of studies done where what they do is they'll take the different states and they'll take different countries. And each state here in the United States and different countries all had different degrees
of opening.
Non-pharmaceutical intervention. So, Sweden was the example where they were kind of,
whatever.
Out there and do what you like. But, be responsible to brutal lockdowns, to curfews at night, to mask mandates, to different regulations on restaurants and gatherings, all these different things. Well, it turns out, despite all those differences in non-pharmaceutical interventions, the virus had a very similar course in every single place. It's almost like
destroying the economy.
Right. And the only difference is that the mandates and all these things destroyed economies. They didn't necessarily stop the spread effectively. What does stop the spread effectively are effective therapeutics and, yes, vaccines.
Well, you remember they warned us about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And nothing really happened from that, particularly in the states that were open. Texas, Florida, places like that. We didn't have this surge that was out there. Then you had Christmas. They scared the crap out of people for Christmas. Don't go see Granny. You're going to kill Granny. And it didn't happen. Now, I believe what the states that were locked down, I think they ended up seeing each other on the QT and spreading the virus around, where states that were open were already open, already seeing things, doing things, being exposed, and didn't really matter. I'm really looking forward to seeing, particularly with the number of vaccines that we're doing here in Alabama. And Alabama does have a kind of a bad number, but I think that's part of how we have handled this. I think we way overreacted. And the caller, who was that Tiger that said that two people in school?
Yeah, two coaches.
They came back, and now the state of Alabama said there is no evidence of any teacher ever catching coronavirus from a student.
Right.
I mean, they just said that point blank.
Well, and there are people over the world on a global scale looking for that. It's not happening.
Doing it to ourselves, just take the pistol, put it right up to your head, and pull the trigger slowly. Going to be back after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Oh, well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
Oh, that's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances. You know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies, high school football films, or dance recitals of your kids, and you would like to transfer them to DVD or digital files? Well, give us a call today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for almost 40 years, and all work is done here in our facility. Call about our 50% off special for the month of March. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, or danblackstudios.net, and like us on Facebook.
Looking for a great career move? You're going to want to hear this. Chad's AC Direct is looking for lead service and installation techs installing heating and air conditioning units. Must have 2 to 3 years of experience. How about $60,000 to $100,000 a year? Yeah, $60,000 to $100,000 a year. Plus Blue Cross Blue Shield and $700 to $3,000 Christmas bonus. Chad's AC Direct has been a trusted name in the River Region for over 28 years and is a great place to work. Call Chad today at 264-6464. That's 264-6464. Chad's AC Direct, license number 92244.
Hey, it's Angel from Beauty and Beyond, and I want to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to advertise on Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped keep traffic coming to our location. We would like to thank the city for the support, and we also recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Headset's not working, but they are now. 272-9228, that's where we are. Yes. I gotta figure out how to get off of these email lists. I get, you know, Marco Rubio, Rick Scott, I get all these emails. I'm not sure how I bumped into that a while back, but I did, and I need to get rid of it because it is jamming up my inbox without a doubt. Okay, so let me pick up another one. Ed O'Keefe is going to be talking about that the election reforms, and that the states and the Supreme Court of the United States, there's a whole bunch of stuff happening out there. He kind of alludes to it in both of these stories. I'll give you more details.
The political and legal fight over election laws and the right to vote is getting more intense this morning. Democrats in Congress are pushing one proposal that would affect all Americans, while Republicans are going state by state, attacking efforts to make voting easier. Ed O'Keefe is with us now. Ed, good morning to you. So the Supreme Court just heard arguments on some voting restrictions in Arizona.
That's right, Tony. Lower courts had said that these two laws disproportionately affect voters of color. One of them has to do with provisional ballots that are cast in the wrong precinct, often accidentally. The other has to do with the collection of your absentee ballot. Somebody might pick it up and drop it off at the polling site. Critics call that ballot harvesting. The high court likely going to keep these two laws in place, but the hearing about them revealed one of the reasons why Democrats and Republicans keep fighting over these kinds of laws.
Under questioning from Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett, the attorney for Arizona Republicans explained part of the reason why they want to keep the laws on the books is pure politics.
It puts us at a competitive disadvantage relative to Democrats. Politics is a zero-sum game. And every extra vote they get through unlawful interpretations of Section 2 hurts us.
That zero-sum game appears to be part of what's driving the voting rights debate. In Washington, Democrats controlling the House are pushing through a plan that they say would expand voting rights and establish new national standards for automatic voter registration and how elections are conducted.
We can deliver the gold standard of reforms to protect the right of Americans to vote.
Republicans say it goes too far.
Under the Constitution, we generally defer to states and counties to run elections. Democrats want to change that.
Okay, so notice the tone is that zero-sum game, they don't want you to vote, so Republicans don't want you to vote, Democrats do want to vote. That's going to be the narrative that's going to completely come out of this whole thing. And Republicans need to sharpen their message on this and get much better. For example, they talk about Sunday voting. I know no reason why people shouldn't be able to vote on a Sunday. Well, the reason is ballot harvesting. People can vote on a Sunday if they want to. That's no problem. The problem is if you go to church, you hand out a bunch of ballots, they sign the ballots, somebody takes them up, and then somebody goes and dumps them in a at a voting box. That's voting harvesting. That's illegal in Georgia. And that's the problem is they can't distinguish between the two. They don't understand that. Let me go to Sam. Sam, well, on board the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's up?
Not much. I just come inside. I was standing out enjoying the sunshine. It was beating down on me. I'm cutting up little red seed potatoes, farm stuff.
Okay.
And, that's it, listening to the show. And the whole time you're talking about the over the last year, what's been done to us and the mask mandates and scaring the living willies out of people. I got my mother her second COVID shot this last week.
Good. How's she doing?
Apparently no reaction. I was with her yesterday morning. Mom, how you feel? I don't feel any worse than I normally do. I thought, well, that's pretty good. But the point of it is, she's one of them that was, she's an elderly and, you know, needs to take care of herself. But she was scared by all this. That's right, all of us. My second one comes up here in a couple of weeks. But what? I lost it. Oh, what you were talking about with the mask? Yeah, that the Thanksgiving, the Christmas, and no mask here on the farm today. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, why?
But oh man, the cattle won't wear them. And I'm just, you know.
I know. I want to tell you something. Trying to get this white-faced Angus to wear a mask is just totally is hard. It's hard. They're the most stubborn.
Man. I spent the last week in Montgomery, spending time with mom and whatnot, and taking care of errands. But I'm still feeling fantastic over former President Donald Trump. His little chat he gave to us, the little pep rally. And what you were just discussing, what you were just bringing up about the election fraud, and man, I hope they really do push the states, the Republican Party. You know, he said he was going to raise money to promote different individuals. I hope the Republican Party really gets after the states, and I got a good feeling though. I got a feeling with him at the helm. Action will. He's a leader, and he's going to motivate folks.
Hope I'm not wrong. Well, if it makes you feel better, I've heard that that is what they're doing. You're going to get it from a David Perdue interview that I'm going to play in a little bit. But they are going in and hitting these key states. There are people that are going in, like Rand Paul and David Perdue, going into the states and talking to legislators and talking about why they need to pay attention to this.
Dan, that's it, man. That's what the mess is. That's what we all need. That's the kind of news and action that, it'll break that cycle of depression. That's all I got, man. Get in on the Sweet Creek this week.
Give me a month and day.
3-5.
3-5, Joey, you got him?
Yeah.
You're in, buddy.
Hey, Dan, thank you for taking my call.
Always a pleasure. Oz coming back to you right after this.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, co-workers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Montgomery. Crazy times make for crazy good deals. Get WOW Super Fast Internet 100 for the crazy low price of $29.99 per month. And get a free modem for 6 months. Offer details at wowway.com.
Wow.
Saddle up for the 64th Annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at Garrett Coliseum, March 18th through the 20th. The best in BRCA freestyle bullfights. Fun for the whole family. For tickets, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big improvement in our weather today after a dismal day yesterday. Look for lots of sunshine. High temperature up to about 63 this afternoon. Mostly clear, kind of chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 40. Tomorrow, best day of the week weather-wise. Plenty of sunshine. High temperature in the lower 70s. Friday, not bad. Sun and cloud mix. High in the upper 60s. Maybe teasing 70 degrees. Chance of a few showers by late Friday night. But sunshine returns over the weekend. Highs in the mid-60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Wednesday.
Down around the corner.
Couple of things on Dylan Wings. You know, you may need to have your jewelry appraised, repaired, looked at, maybe modified in some way, maybe add it to, maybe create something completely new. Well, Dylan Wings can do that at 119 Brown Springs Road. Leslie and Josh. They're there to serve and to help you. Leslie, the power shopper, she can find that perfect gift. And then Josh, the Real for Life jeweler. You know, most jewelry stores actually send their stuff to Josh. He's that good. He really knows what he's doing and can help you out. So you've had something that looks dingy, has been broken, maybe a prong broke on a ring. Take it to Josh. Get him to take care of it for you. 334-215-3669. Remember, coming up, the spinning wheel will tell you more. Oz, thanks for your patience, my friend.
Dan, from listening to that, it makes me, it's discouraging to know this because people aren't paying attention. So what they said in that report was voting rights issues. There is no issue with voting rights. Everyone that is registered to vote in the United States can vote. That's their right. What they're trying to eliminate is the fraud and the cheating. And that's what is being misconstrued and people aren't understanding. Everybody can vote. Go ahead and vote. But don't let somebody manipulate you and harvest your vote and check something that you didn't want check or try to multiply your single vote by 10 or 15. That's the whole issue. But they're trying to make everybody think that Republicans are trying to take away their voting rights. And that's not the whole, that's not what's going on.
I agree with you. I think what they need to do is they need to change it to voter integrity. And
exactly.
Where you're keeping the security of the ballot. The ballot is sacred. And we need to honor it and keep it sacred. Therefore, you need the integrity of it always preserved.
And we can see that it was stolen. I mean, there was fraud. There is evidence of fraud. Nobody wanted to hear it because everybody wanted a change. But there was fraud, and it needs to be stopped because the country is going to be in shambles because nobody will be able to trust the government. I mean, you know, there's a limit to the trust anyway, but you still should trust some government operation, and the voting process should be that. And right now, nobody really trusts it.
Right. And then that line, needs to be, we need to build confidence of the public into our voting system. And the way you build confidence is create integrity and the sacredness of the ballot and the vote.
That's right. There has to be certain checks and balances. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks,
Oz. Take care, brother. God bless you. Praying for you.
Thanks, my friend. By the way, somebody asked me and said, how did you get through your cancer so far? I said, prayer. Without a doubt, it's free. Keep praying for me, please. I'm only halfway through. Need you all the way through this game. Don't want to wake up and all of a sudden get sick again. Just keep those prayers going and everything will be fine. Joe, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Good. I'm glad to see you're doing well.
Thank you.
And I'm praying for you. Because,
thank you. That means a lot.
My other half just completed a treatment at the cancer center.
Oh, really? So, how's she doing?
Yeah. Well, so far, so good. Go for another PEP scan Friday.
What?
No, for sure.
What's her chemo days?
Well, that's behind her. She had three of those and 18 radiation.
Well, I hope she's doing well. I will pray for your bride. Can you tell me her first name?
I'd rather not.
Okay.
But I just want to know, I understand what you're going through.
Thank you.
Now, what I was calling for, comment on the corona, Sweden is going through a surge right now. And you can Google that and verify.
I wouldn't call it a surge, but go ahead.
The other thing is, if you guys are on the side of voter restriction, it's only going to encourage people of color to turn out in higher numbers.
I want them to turn out in higher numbers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You give them a reason because African-American had to fight royally for this right, for the franchise. And any restriction doesn't go over well with the black community. And you saw that in the Georgia Senate race. And no proof of fraud or irregularity.
No, wait. That's not true. No, the key is when you say no proof, no fraud that would have overturned an election, you have a point there. But when you say no proof of fraud, period, that's not true.
Okay, I give you that point. But what I'm telling you is more restriction play, and we consider it to be voter suppression. And the only way we know to fight it is to turn out a vote.
And that's what I want you to do.
And so what happened in November of 2020 was the Dems outworked the Republicans, particularly on the national level, not on the state level, but on the national level. And that's what I think most people hollering fraud and all of that is railing against. If it had turned out the opposite, you wouldn't have the complaints that you're hearing now. Be blessed and take care, man.
Thanks, Joe. I hope your wife does well. Jerry, welcome aboard the Damo Show on a Wednesday.
Hey, Dan.
Hey.
Listen.
Yep.
That little cut you just played about Amazon and Bessemer and Joe Biden,
that gave
me a wonderful thought how to cure the world's poverty thing.
Yeah.
Joe Biden go to the UN and the U.S. got veto powers, and veto everything until they pass a worldwide $15 an hour wage for everybody. If it'll help us, won't it help everybody?
Yeah, 15's good, why not 20?
Hey, you got a point there. I hadn't thought of that. That's good. You think Joe Biden's smart enough to go for it?
I don't think so. As you remember, he wants to tear up this country first.
Exactly. Thank you, Dan. God bless you.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you. Continuing on with Ed O'Keefe, 40 Republican states, they didn't want your vote. They and they also have nominations pulled by the Biden administration. Listen to how they word this.
But in more than 40 states, Republicans are the ones trying to change election laws, with more than 250 proposals that critics say would curb at least some voter access. In Georgia, there are proposals to limit access to absentee ballots, add ID requirements, and restrict the number of weekend early voting days. Republicans say the changes address unsubstantiated concerns about alleged widespread election fraud.
That an integrity of an election is just as important as access to an election.
Democrats say they would disenfranchise minority voters.
You are choosing to support a bill that is so egregious that it is nationally known as Jim Crow in a suit and tie.
So that's in Atlanta, down in Georgia. Here in Washington, Democrats today, that bill they're going to pass in the House, it's called the For the People Act. It's going to sail through with just Democratic support, but it's likely dead in the Senate, where it would require Republican support to clear a filibuster. We'll see what happens. Meanwhile, over at the White House, President Biden has pulled the nomination for his budget chief, Neera Tanden, withdrew her nomination last night amid bipartisan criticism of, for lack of a better term, mean tweets about members of both parties. The White House says they're going to find something else for her to do instead that doesn't require Senate confirmation.
Definition of mean tweets is pretty elastic given the tweets of the former president. I'm curious, Joe Biden cannot be accused of rushing to remove this nomination. He stuck with it for quite a long time. How come?
Well, a few reasons. One, they wanted to keep Tanden in place because, she represents some history. She would have been the first Indian American to hold that job. She's one of the women that they're trying to get nominated to senior posts. The other is that they were under the belief that they could get at least one Republican vote for this, given that at least one Democrat had said they weren't interested in confirming her. But ultimately, the horse trading that was going on, they determined that it just couldn't happen. Suppose the moral of the story is, Tony, just watch your tweets.
Now, in listening to the first part of that clip and then listening to Joe's telephone call, the advice to the Republicans is they need to sharpen their discussion of this, that you're not restricting, you're not suppressing, you're keeping the integrity of the ballot. There's a big difference between not having to show an ID to get an absentee ballot and just getting an absentee ballot. When you're putting a standard to something, that's not suppression. That is a standard. Just like you do on so many things in life, you have to meet a standard. Standard is proof of who you are and that you are who you say you are. They need to get that message and hone it down completely because this is going to be a big discussion. Joe is an example of that. And that first part of that last cut was, John D., welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
I think you put the hammer right on the nail. It's about standards, Dan. And there's 40% of the people in this country don't want standards. They don't believe in standards, okay? Now, how many of them would like to drive over a bridge designed by somebody who studied under the new math that they're starting to teach? I don't know. But no, standards are bad, Dan. We can't meet the standard. That's why we have all these people in prison, because they can't meet the standards of the criminal law, for heaven's sakes. So we're starting to decriminalize things because, quite frankly, too many people just keep doing it, you know?
Yep.
This society, I love this country, but this country is in big trouble, and it is headed for disaster. I'm fully convinced of that. I don't think now that this country can be saved. I really don't. I think there are too many people sitting in the wagon instead of pulling it, okay? And people, these young kids that believe in socialism, 20 years from now, they're all going to be 30-year-olds living in Youngstown, Ohio, voting for who knows what for president. There is no more right or wrong, Dan. We're in a financial hole, and we live in a city. We live in a city where if you go out and drive on our major roads on a Friday, Saturday, or even Sunday night after 8 o'clock at night, you're risking your life. Do you think your listeners know that, don't they?
I don't think they do.
Drag racers?
I don't know that, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go drive down to... Get on these websites like Nextdoor Montgomery and others and listen to the stories. Had somebody today tell my wife, living in Deer Creek, that people were drag racing in Deer Creek on one of the streets, and the homeowner actually went and stepped out into the street to put a stop to it. I live out east near Chantilly. You can hear the mufflers and the drag racers at night, especially on the weekends. Okay? I'm telling you, Atlanta Highway, especially dangerous. There is no meaningful law enforcement to stop these people.
I agree with that part. I agree with that part. I saw my first motorcycle cop in a long time 2 days ago.
Wow.
I'm not sure what he was doing. I think he looked lost.
Well, you know, Dan, 30, 40 years ago, there were motorcycle cops all over the place.
Oh, yeah. So, boy, you don't have to tell me that.
That's right. I mean, you drive over 45 miles an hour down Vaughan Road, you were asking for a ticket. But no, Montgomery crime with regard to vehicles, I'm telling you, is out of control from somebody that lives out east, okay? And, you know, the guy on Vaughan Road, remember, that was driving 144 miles an hour on a Sunday night?
I missed
that. And it wasn't even 10 o'clock at night. It was about 3 years ago. Hit a BMW, tore the vehicle in two, and killed a young school teacher who was riding in the back seat. He got 100 years in prison.
Okay? Was he intoxicated?
He had some alcohol open container in the car.
Whoops.
And the computer in the car, which they have, listen up, they had those computers. He was going like 128 miles an hour or something like that when he actually struck the car, or 2 seconds before he struck her. He didn't have his lights on, Dan, and he was driving. He was coming from Bell Road on Vaughan Road, racing another car Sunday night about 10 o'clock at night, and didn't have his lights on. What does that take you?
Man.
Now, he got, by the way, 100 years or more in prison for that. Good for him.
Really?
All right? But I'm telling you, though, for your listeners out there, there are drag racers in and around Wind Lakes, Deer Creek, Atlanta Highway, Chantilly Parkway, and the Montgomery Police Department, and I guess other law enforcement agencies too, are either incapable, unable to do anything about it. And eventually, they will. They're cracking down in Birmingham, Dan. It's gotten so dangerous, okay? And in Atlanta, they created a new unit to stop the drag racers, and that unit has made 5,000 arrests. That was in Atlanta paper yesterday.
Yeah, 5,000. The Montgomery MPD. This is just not on MPD's list. They don't want to deal with traffic stops because of several things: harassment and too dangerous for officers. And I've heard that from officers. It's crazy.
Right. Just be careful out there, Montgomery. Be careful, especially at night on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night on any place where they could do possibly drag race. Be careful.
Thanks, John.
Bye, Dano.
See you, JD. Going to a break, coming back Red Top after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are.
Every day.
Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Red Top. How are you digging this day?
Oh, it is gorgeous because yesterday was just punishment. And last night, too, damn, it was evil. So I'm very much looking forward to this spring-like week we have coming up. This poor gentleman just called. I'm sorry he's scared to go out of his door at night and stuff like that. Montgomery is about as low a crime town as you can find, folks. He needs to live in a big city. He wants to see what crime's like. And there was used to be a hell of a lot of drag racing during the 60s on the Atlanta Highway in front of the Crystal. Constantly. And that's been went back when we had lots of cops. So I think he's having an overreaction. I'm sorry it feels that way because Montgomery's a great town. And I've lived other places. I appreciate it.
But when was the last time you saw a cop do a traffic stop, though? I can't think of one. I saw one driving from Montgomery Cancer Center, and the officer that had pulled him over was a SWAT. He had SWAT written on his back.
That's not unusual at all. Especially in the afternoon, it seems like the SWAT guys are out doing a lot of traffic stops. I've seen that quite often. Of course, I'm around the city a whole lot, but it doesn't matter the neighborhood, Dan. But you know,
I haven't seen that. But go ahead.
One thing I'm starting to get very weary of is this whole poor, pitiful black society. Now I listened to some of the arguments in front of the Supreme Court yesterday.
Yeah.
About the voting, they apparently. Their whole selling point is black people are too stupid to follow the rules and they got to have these special privileges that nobody else has to vote on certain times when nobody has ever voted before so they can have their voices heard. And my question is, how come that's the only race in America that complains about anything like this? The Asians never complain. The Hispanic people never complain. And they're under assault all the time, it would seem, according to the media. I'm just tired of hearing. And then we've got this media crush on how abused the black citizen is. Soul of America last night on ABC, which I just wanted to flip by it. It's just absurd. It's overdone. I'm sick of it.
You just get ready for reparations, my friend. Coming to
I heard the discussion from Barack Obama on it last weekend from his podcast.
Well, the White House, people in the White House are openly discussing it now.
Well, Barack Obama admitted he didn't have the guts to do it.
Yeah, I saw that.
In his podcast. Did you hear his podcast about it?
I saw that portion of it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, see, I mean, so he's just goes, Joe's too incompetent. He'll sign anything they put in front of him. So they got a great yes man in the office right now to work with. So I'm sorry. Everybody's got lots of opportunity in this country. We supposedly, you know, they were idolizing Vernon Jordan yesterday for all the great things he did. Well, they're in the same shape they were when Vernon Jordan started, as according to them. They have made no progress. Isn't that the way it seems to you, Dan?
Well, during his day is different than where we are now. I think we made incredible gains, and to ignore those is really something.
But you and I know that. But the media and all these guys are ignoring it on purpose.
Yeah, because it benefits them to ignore it.
Oh, absolutely. They are just severe opportunists, and, you know, they want to take advantage of everybody else just because of their situation. Sorry, I don't buy it. I'm tired of it. Everybody's got the same rights as I do, all kinds of ways to protect people. So let's get on with life. We're all Americans. Let's do it all together. Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Let me go to Urbanite. Urbanite, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, I almost want to flip subjects. We were talking about the police initially, and I had a question about the tinted windows. Tinted windows have gotten darker and darker, and I thought we passed a law in the state of Alabama.
No, they changed the law where you could have tinted windows. It could only be to a certain level, but the level was pretty extreme, if I remember.
Okay, because you see a lot of extreme now. You can't even see the occupant anymore in most cars.
No, I agree. I do not.
Which makes a stop next to hell at night.
Yeah, I don't like having somebody in a tinted window car. Concerns me when I'm stopped at particular places.
Hey, you know what you were talking about on the reparation? You know, it's comical. If the reparations are handled properly, that number wouldn't be as bad as most, I guess, the majority population would think. Because I'm sure that's only a handful of blacks that can actually trace their lineage back to slavery, uninterrupted lineage back to slavery. And because that, to me, should be the requirement, that you be able to trace your lineage all the way back.
Interesting. That would be interesting to
because it can't be that many. And then you think about an Obama, a guy like Obama wouldn't even be eligible. His dad was never in America. Or his black lineage was never in America.
Right. He's Kenyan.
So they wouldn't even qualify. That'd be anybody from the Bahamas, or that line could go back so far, it wouldn't even be funny as far as remember Colin Powell? A guy like him, he wouldn't even be eligible.
Kamala Harris wouldn't be eligible.
Huh?
Kamala Harris wouldn't be eligible.
Yeah, she definitely wouldn't be eligible because, yeah, she's got Jamaican and Indian. She wouldn't even be eligible. So, yeah, that wouldn't be as bad as it looks if it was done. If you didn't just say African-American and did it through a lineage trace, the number probably wouldn't be as bad as it seems. All right, then. Have a good one.
Thanks. Let me go to a top hour break. Dan Morris Show back. Right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.